The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A very Merry Christmas to all of you. It is wonderful to have you here on this Christmas morning. There's something really special about the quietness and the simplicity of the Christmas Day service, especially amidst the hustle and bustle this time of season. So it is really lovely to have you here this morning. Two Sundays ago, we had our annual Christmas pageant here at St. Cross. We had children and youth who played the roles of all the familiar characters. There was Mary and Joseph and Gabriel. We had a live baby Jesus. And there were shepherds and stars and wise men. There is even a dog that we dressed up as a camel. It was all very exciting and very fun, and it was an awesome retelling of the Christmas story that we're all familiar with. Most Christmas pageants draw their inspiration from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, and it's these two Gospels that provide the detail of Jesus' birth. In the Gospel of John, however, from which we hear today's lesson, there is no mention of angels or wise men or mangers or even Jesus' birth, for that matter. Rather, John starts the story of Jesus' earthly life with Jesus already as an adult. And what's interesting and even unique about John's writing is that before we hear about Jesus' earthly life, there is what is known as the prologue of John's Gospel. And it's that prologue that we get for our Christmas reading this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Not necessarily the kind of Christmas story we're used to hearing. Something, however, we are used to hearing around this time of year is Christmas music. In fact, it seems like we start hearing Christmas carols in stores before Thanksgiving these days. Christmas hymns, and not necessarily the cheesy Christmas carols, although I do like those too, and I can get down with some Jingle Bell Rock, but hymns, and Christmas hymns in general, are in many ways an attempt to capture something that is hard to put into words. Through music and poetry and metaphor, hymns try to put voice to and elicit emotion that can be difficult to explain. And we get some really beautiful and moving hymns during the Christmas season. Hymns like, O Come All You Faithful, and Angels We Have Heard on High. And I'm sure you all have some favorite of your own. And in many ways, the prologue we hear from John's Gospel is the author's hymn to Christ. The New Testament scholar David Loos explains that John's prologue should be understood as a poetic testimony to the light, life, and living word of God. In this poetry, the author of John gives testimony to the revealing aspect of God that works to make God's love and intention known. God's word, God's reason, God's order, God's very being is coming to earth in human flesh. And that is hard stuff for us to wrap our minds around. And in his prologue, in his hymn to Christ, if you will, John tries to tap into something that is beyond words. We hear that this word of God, which brings all things into being, is with God and is God right from the very start. God's intention to reveal God's love and desire for relationship with creation always was and always will be. It's not just that human sin caused God to reveal God's self in Jesus. God's love and intention for relationship with creation is part of God's plan right from the very start. Richard Rohr has been quoted as saying, "Jesus did not come to change the mind of God about humanity. Jesus came to change the mind of humanity about God." God comes among us in vulnerable human form to return us to our senses. Jesus comes full of grace and truth to bring us back to a way of thinking, reasoning, and being that draws us closer to who we really are. Martin Luther called Jesus the mirror of the Father's heart. In Christ, we know what God is like. We know what God cares about. We know what matters to God. And it is through the life of Jesus we understand that God is loving and caring on the side of those who are less fortunate and is deeply invested in human beings. God became one of us that we might know God's nature. In Jesus, God reveals what has been true all along. God is the endless circulation of unconditional love spilling out into creation. And we learn our true joy when we allow ourselves to be drawn into and to participate in that unconditional love. Jesus invites us back to the light of light, the light that shines in the darkness and which darkness cannot overcome. Jesus brings us back to the cycle of love that is the very being of God. On this Christmas morning, we celebrate the embodiment of God's grace coming among us in human flesh so that we might know God and recognize ourselves as God's beloved. So, as we sing of the Father's love begotten. Lo, how a rose is blooming, and once in royal David's city. May we be lost in the hymns that give voice, as John does, to the grace of God's revelation. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Merry Christmas.